Welcome to Context Window, your weekly look at the bleeding edge of AI coding tools. Let's see what's new. So, we've spent the last couple of years hearing from the major AI labs, OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, about this vision of the God agent. You know, one monolithic AI, massive context window, solves all your coding problems, no human needed.
Right. The idea being that one super intelligent AI could just hold an entire code base in its head and churn out perfect software, a single pane of glass for all your dev needs.
But what if that entire premise is wrong? What if the future of AI and software engineering isn't a single godlike entity, but a chaotic, multi-agent orchestra where rival AIs are literally forced to debate each other in a terminal?
And what if that chaotic orchestra, far from being a failure, is actually producing more secure, more robust code than any single all-knowing AI ever could? Because that's precisely what's happening right now in the grassroots developer community.
All right, let's kick things off with our AI tooling radar, because there's been some wild stuff happening in the last few weeks. We have to start with Anthropic, because they had a monumental oopsie.
Monumental is an understatement. On March 31st, Anthropic accidentally leaked the full, unobfuscated source code of Claude Code, their flagship terminal-based AI agent, all 513,000 lines of it.
Wait, seriously? How does a company with Anthropic's resources and the kind of sensitive IP they possess manage to do something like that?
Apparently, a release engineering packaging error. They shipped a public NPM package with a 59.8 megabyte JavaScript source map file attached. And because the bun runtime generates full source maps by default and they didn't exclude it, that map pointed directly to a zip archive on their Cloudflare R2 bucket. It was basically an open invitation.
So the crown jewels, just sitting there. What was the fallout, beyond the obvious embarrassment?
Well, it was mirrored to GitHub within hours, racked up over 40,000 forks before the DMCA takedown started. And then, because the internet is gonna internet, threat actors immediately started setting up fake repositories with malware, promising unlocked enterprise features. It was a mess.
Pure chaos. But then, as the report points out, amidst all this security panic, developers started digging through the leaked code and found a Tamagotchi?
Yes, an ASCII-based virtual pet called Buddy, hidden in the src/buddy directory. It was meant to be an April Fool's surprise. You can spawn different species, ducks, dragons, capybaras, even a chunk, with stats like chaos and snark.
That's a masterclass in crisis management, whether intentional or not. A happy little digital pet distracting from a 500,000-line IP leak, it totally recontextualizes the entire incident.
Absolutely. As one analyst noted, it's a sneaky on-ramp into agentic, always-on AI coworkers, making the terminal feel less sterile, more engaging. It softened the PR blow brilliantly.
Speaking of terminal-based agents, OpenAI clearly watched Anthropic's success there and decided they wanted a piece of the action.
They did. In February, OpenAI launched the Codex CLI, directly encroaching on Anthropic's turf. It's Apache 2.0 licensed, installable via NPM, and it's a lightweight terminal-native coding agent.
So they're not just an invisible back-end anymore, like with GitHub Copilot. This is them putting their own stake in the ground directly in the developer's command line.
Exactly, and it's powerful. The report highlights capabilities like long-running background tasks, true multitasking, autonomous GitHub pushes, and even direct test flight deploys for iOS apps. Developers are already building around it, even streaming tmux-backed sessions to their iPhones with tools like MuxCRI.
That's a significant shift, treating the AI not just as a code completer, but as a fully autonomous DevOps engineer. And it's bundled with ChatGPT Plus subscriptions, so they're making it very accessible.
A very aggressive play to own the developer workflow end-to-end.
And finally, a data point that really puts all this into perspective, JetBrain's latest AI pulse survey. They polled over 10,000 developers globally. What did they find?
The big takeaway is a definitive market shift. 90% of developers now use at least one AI tool. 74% are using specialized AI tools, not just chatbots. But the real kicker is that Claude Code has seen a 6x increase in adoption since mid-2025, now tying AI-native IDEs like Cursor at 18% global enterprise adoption.
And GitHub Copilot, the incumbent, the market leader?
It's still the leader at 29% adoption, but its growth has completely stalled compared to the previous year. The data clearly shows that terminal-based, highly agentic workflows like Claude Code's are cannibalizing the traditional visual IDE and extension market. Developers are moving away from inline autocomplete and towards command line orchestration.
That's fascinating. So the market is validating this shift towards agents operating directly in the terminal, managing tasks. It makes all the sense in the world given what we're about to dive into.
This brings us to what I think is truly the core of this whole report, the March 21st experiment. This is where things get really wild. Tell us about zestyclose_neat5967.
zestyclose_neat5967 is a developer on the r/Claude Code subreddit who was, understandably, frustrated by the endless Claude versus Codex debates. They recognize that these models, despite being rivals, have complementary strengths.
So instead of picking a side, they decided to make them play nice, or perhaps force them to play nice?
Exactly. They built an open-sourced and MIT-licensed tool called Ensemble. And the premise is simple but revolutionary. They made Claude Code and Codex talk to each other.
How does that even work? Are they literally having a conversation?
Yes, in a way. The Ensemble tool is a lightweight orchestration layer. You issue a command, say, collab, review auth.js for security issues. The tool then automatically spawns a Claude Code agent and a Codex agent in separate background TMUX sessions.
TMUX being a terminal multiplexer, for those unfamiliar. So it's like opening two separate persistent terminal windows, but they're invisible, running in the background.
Precisely. And then these two models are forced to talk to each other about the codebase via a TUI monitor. The developer actually provided a video demonstration. They pointed Ensemble at a vulnerable Express API.
And what happened? Did they just argue? Did they try to out-optimize each other?
The results were astonishing. Within minutes, this dual-agent setup identified SQL injections, hard-coded secrets, missing authentication, weak JWT configurations. They dynamically divided the work. One would flag a vulnerability, the other would verify it, challenge false positives, or add systemic context.
So it's like a code review, but instead of two human developers, it's two rival AIs going back and forth. That's incredible.
And the report highlights that other developers using similar tools are seeing a distinct division of labor emerge. Claude Code, for example, excels at planning, conversational flow, UX design, and using ecosystem plugins.
Like the more strategic, high-level thinker in the duo?
Exactly. Whereas Codex operates as a methodical grinder. It's vastly superior at deep implementation, catching edge cases, identifying race conditions, and acting as a strict security auditor. It's the detail-oriented, no-nonsense one. This completely upends the God agent narrative, doesn't it? For so long, we've been told the goal is one massive context window, one AI that remembers everything.
It does. The developer community has basically said, we don't need one perfect AI. We need a team of specialized AIs that can argue with each other. Single models, even with huge context windows, suffer from limitations. They hallucinate, they forget things during long, complex tasks. This experiment proves that specialized, multi-model swarms, acting as adversarial peers, yield far more secure and robust code.
It's like having a dedicated architect and a dedicated QA engineer, both AI, on your team, constantly checking each other's work.
This shift from a single agent to an orchestrated team profoundly changes the human's role in the development process. You're no longer conducting a single AI line by line.
You're now an orchestrator, managing an asynchronous team of specialized agents. That's a huge psychological and workflow shift for developers, from pair programming to something more like project management.
Exactly. And to manage these swarms, developers are turning the terminal into a highly complex command center using multiplexing tools. Think of it like a mission control for your AI team.
Give us an example. What does that mission control look like?
The report mentions Freyo 44/AgentView, a new open-source terminal dashboard. It's built specifically for AI workflows, allowing developers to run Claude Code, Codex CLI, and Gemini CLI in parallel.
And how does it prevent them from just clashing or overwriting each other's work?
Crucially, it has Git Worktree integration. It automatically spins up isolated Git branches for each agent session. So one agent might be working on a feature branch, another on a bug fix, completely independent, preventing conflicts. And it only pings the human when an agent finishes a task or needs unblocking.
That's brilliant. It's like a human manager checking in on their team only when needed, not hovering over their shoulder.
And other tools like CMUX allow for grid-split terminals. One Reddit user described having 8 to 12 terminals running simultaneously, panning between processes to monitor a developer agent, a tester agent, and a reviewer agent all working in parallel.
That's a lot of windows. It sounds like a cockpit, but it implies a level of transparency that's quite different from what the big labs originally envisioned.
It does. And the big labs are, perhaps quietly, conceding that the single agent model has hit a ceiling. Anthropic, for instance, in February, alongside Claude Opus 4.6, introduced Claude Code Experimental Agent Teams.
So Anthropic is trying to build their own multi-agent system in-house.
Yes. It allows Claude to autonomously spawn sub-agents for parallel execution. For an e-commerce build, Claude might deploy a product specialist, an inventory agent, and a checkout agent that message each other without human intervention.
So why is that quietly conceding rather than a triumph?
Because community reception has been mixed. Users report these native agent teams are a black box that chew through tokens and go off the rails. They prefer the transparency of terminal multiplexed environments where they can actually see what each agent is doing and maintain oversight.
It seems like a fundamental tension between the labs wanting to abstract away the complexity and the developers wanting to retain control and visibility.
This shift to multi-agent swarms, particularly when they're arguing with each other in a black box, brings up some really serious questions about accountability.
Absolutely. When Ensemble forces models to collaborate, or with Anthropic's native agent teams, that negotiation happens in a black box. You have two proprietary models, each with its own opaque training data, biases, probabilistic reasoning, debating code merges, resolving Git conflicts, dictating application logic, all without human arbitration. That's a scary thought. It's one thing to have an AI suggest code. It's another for two AIs to decide what the correct code is, entirely on their own.
And it introduces an unprecedented security paradigm, the rubber stamp risk. If a human writes bad code, an AI auditor can catch it. But what happens when an AI writes a vulnerability and then a second AI auditor rubber stamps it?
It's like asking two foxes to guard the hen house, and they both agree it's secure, but the chickens are gone.
Precisely. The report highlights that if an autonomous Codex agent hallucinates a successful test pass on a subtle logic flaw generated by Claude Code, the human orchestrator remains legally and professionally liable.
That's the crucial part. The liability doesn't magically transfer to the AI. It's still on the human.
A May 2025 paper in TechRexiv on vibe coding actually warned about this. It identified 12 critical challenges of multi-agent workflows, heavily emphasizing model hallucinations, technical debt, security and compliance risks, and governance concerns. When AI systems validate other AI systems, it creates an illusion of rigorous testing that can mask compounding technical debt.
It's a house of cards, potentially, built on layers of AI-generated assumptions. And what about agent drift? That sounds ominous.
It is. As orchestration systems become more advanced, they're exhibiting autonomous behaviors that are unnerving even their creators. Developers report their multi-agent systems dynamically adding skills to themselves, migrating to new code bases.
So they're not just executing tasks, they're evolving.
Yes, but this autonomy comes with the risk of agent drift. A developer on r/ClaudeCode noted, and I quote, "The drift problem is real, though. I've had agents slowly shift tone over dozens of posts until everything sounds the same."
In coding, this means a swarm of AIs might slowly refactor a code base away from human-readable standards into highly optimized but entirely unmaintainable machine logic structures.
That's a nightmare scenario for long-term project health, optimized but completely opaque to human developers. So the consensus is still clear. Human oversight is always necessary.
Strictly necessary, the report states, no matter how sophisticated the delegation becomes. You can't just set it and forget it.
This whole situation really crystallizes into a strategic battle, doesn't it? On one side, you have the big players pushing their walled gardens. On the other, this open source rebellion.
Absolutely. The AI developer tooling market is fracturing into two distinct philosophies. You have the Microsofts and GitHubs pushing monolithic lockdown ecosystems.
Like GitHub Copilot Agent HQ, which was announced at Universe 2025?
Exactly. Shipped in the October 2025 VS Code release, it's designed as a unified command center with an agent sessions view. It manages plan agents, cloud agents, CLI agents natively within the IDE. Enterprise developers are using it to create custom beast mode main agents that trigger dedicated sub-agents, like a testing agent every time the main agent finishes a feature.
Which sounds great for enterprise, but it's inherently designed to keep users locked into GitHub's billing and infrastructure, right?
Precisely. It's the classic vendor lock-in play, prioritizing governance and security within their ecosystem. But then you have the independent community building agnostic routing layers.
The open source rebellion.
Right. Frameworks like Bolin AI and local gateway daemons like OpenClaw, which runs on localhost 1879, treat LLMs as interchangeable commodities. OpenClaw handles intent detection, tool orchestration, and memory state, seamlessly routing tasks between Claude, Codex, and Gemini based on which model is cheapest or most capable for a specific microtask.
So it's not about loyalty to one model, but about utility and efficiency? Like a smart router for your AI requests.
Exactly. And a huge driver for this open source movement is something the report calls the API Key Rebellion.
That sounds dramatic. What's an API key rebellion?
Running swarms of agents via official APIs is prohibitively expensive for independent developers. So they're actively building glue layers to bypass API costs. For instance, the open source Nemo code wrapper allows developers to run the official Anthropic Claude Code CLI using free NVIDIA NIM models like Kimi K2.5 or Qwen 3.5 instead of paying Anthropic's token fees.
That's quite a workaround. So they're basically swapping out the expensive brain for a free compatible one?
That's the goal. And they're building tools to use native CLI authentication to scrape and interact with the models, keeping orchestration costs near zero. It's a direct challenge to the pricing models of the major labs.
So for enterprise tech buyers looking ahead to late 2026, it's a real dilemma. Do you go with the secure, governed, but locked-in platforms like Copilot Agent HQ, or do you embrace the open, agnostic orchestration layers that let you mix and match the bleeding edge, but require you to manage the security risks of these black box model negotiations yourself?
It's a strategic choice with huge implications for both cost and innovation.
So, as we wrap up, let's distill this into a few key takeaways. First, the idea of the single, all-powerful God agent is rapidly giving way to a more pragmatic reality.
Absolutely. The community is proving that an orchestra of specialized, sometimes adversarial, AI agents can achieve better, more secure results than any one monolithic AI. It's a shift from a solo virtuoso to a full ensemble.
And this means the human developer's role is evolving, becoming less about direct coding and more about orchestration and management.
You're now a conductor, not a direct participant, managing multiple AI agents, keeping them on track, and intervening only when necessary. This demands new skills in terminal multiplexing and agent oversight.
And critically, this multi-agent paradigm introduces significant, complex challenges around accountability and security.
The rubber stamp risk, where one AI validates another's flaws, and the potential for agent drift are serious concerns. The human orchestrator remains ultimately liable, making continuous human review non-negotiable.
Finally, this is a strategic battle for the future of AI development. It's walled gardens versus open source interoperability, driven by developers actively trying to bypass expensive API costs.
And that Anthropic leak, ironically, might have armed the open source community with the very blueprints needed to build those cheaper, interoperable alternatives, accidentally accelerating their own commoditization.
It's a fascinating thought experiment. If two AIs agree a code base is secure, how much less likely are human developers to double-check their work? And when an autonomous swarm of agents, built by different companies, orchestrated by an open-source tool, deploys a flawed application, who actually owns the legal liability for the data breach? These are questions that are only going to grow louder.
That's all for this episode of Context Window. Join us next time for more on the AI tools shaping how we build software. If you're building with AI, subscribe. We cover what matters.
Ship smarter, not harder.